الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليقطع طرفا من الذين كفروا أو يكبتهم فينقلبوا خائبين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ليقطع طرفا من الذين كفروا. So this is a continuation of the last ayah. You can also think of it that the last ayah and this ayah are together one sentence. So in the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah gave you victory because Allah wanted to give you good news and Allah also wanted to bring your heart to peace. And then Allah says that victory is from none except from Allah. And then again in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لِيَقْتَعَ طَرْفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا. That Allah help you so that Allah may cut off a part, a flank of disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to cut off a part of the disbelievers. مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا أَوْ يَكْبِتَهُمْ. Or Allah wanted to throw them into disgrace. Kabat means disgrace. Yakbitahum. Allah wanted to disgrace them. Fayanqalibu khaibin. So that when they go back frustrated. Khaib means when you are in a state of disgrace, when you are in a state of loss, in despair, in sorrow, in frustration. That's what khaib means. Khaib is also used in Urdu as well. Khaib khasir hoke gaya yahan se. So that means he went back in a state of frustration, in a state of loss, in a state of sorrow. So Allah is saying that Allah wanted to. Allah's intention was that through this battle of Badr, Allah is going to help the Muslims. And in the battle of Badr, Allah is going to give a good news to the Muslims and Allah is going to bring the hearts of the Muslim at peace. And what did Allah want to do with the kuffar in this battle of Badr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that Allah wanted to cut a part of them. And Allah wanted to disgrace them. And Allah wanted them to be frustrated. And when they go back in a state of loss. In a state of embarrassment. And Allah showed them that this is exactly what happened in the battle of Badr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who bestows honor and respect, and he is the one who disgraces us. So honor or disgrace, respect or disrespect is from Allah. And the same thing Allah mentions in the Quran, in some other parts of the Quran. And what does Allah say? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That you are the one who gives honor and respect. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you are the one who disgraces. So this is there's an idea in Islam. There's two misconceptions about honor and respect. And one of those misconception is that we sometimes think that such and such person has given me a lot of respect, right? When you go to a, let's say, a dinner, an invitation by, let's say, your friends, and when you go there and they take very good care of you and they serve you well and they show a lot of love and respect, you end up saying that this man gave me a lot of respect. And Allah is telling us that this is a misconception. He is not giving you respect. Allah is bestowing this respect on you through him. And sometimes we are disrespected by people. And sometimes even our closed ones, they disrespect us. So sometimes people say, my boss disrespected me. Or my servant, he disrespected me. Or sometimes we say that my brother disrespected me. And sometimes people, they complain, my own child, he showed such a lot of disrespect for me. So we become upset at people that they are disrespecting us. And Allah is telling us that no, they don't have the capability of disrespecting us. It is Allah who is making us disgraceful. So not only Allah has mentioned in this ayah that Allah plans sometimes to disgrace us, in many other ayahs. So we have this one ayah, وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. There's another ayah that Allah again plants this idea into our hearts that this honor and respect is from Allah, disgrace is also from Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. That the one whom Allah disgraces, there is no respect for him. So Allah gives respect to whomever he wills and disgraces whomever he wills. Now, this idea of respect and disrespect in Islam is that Allah does not like that we live a life of disrespect. That people think of us as lowly creatures, or people think of us as somebody who doesn't have qualities. Allah wants us to live a life filled with grace and filled with respect. And Islam encourages this idea. And that is why in a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ has said that the one who does not have self-respect has no iman. So much is the importance of living a life, of living a respectable life. That if you are content with living in disrespect, if you don't have ghaira, so the hadith is la imana liman la ghairata lahu, that for that person there is no iman who doesn't have ghairat, who doesn't have self-respect, who doesn't have honor. And another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that there is no good in a person who is not loved by others and who does not show his love to others. So if people don't love you and people don't respect you and people don't honor you, there's no good in you. This is what the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is. So the deen of Islam wants you to live a life full of honor and respect and grace. But you have to understand that this honor, this respect, this izzah, it comes from Allah. Now, so we have these two misconceptions about. One is that people either are respectful or disrespectful to us. Now, I mentioned this a little while ago. The second thing is that we have a misconception as to what should we do to gain respect of people. And a lot of us, we think that if you are rich, then maybe you will be respectable in the eyes of other people. Or if you have a high status, if you have a high designation, then you become very respectful in other, you know, in the eyes of other people. If you have many people who are on your side, then you are respectful, you know, then you have respect of other people. No. If this was the case, then all wealthy people would be respectable. No, sometimes even if you are wealthy, You receive messages of disrespect from different people. It could be the prime minister of a country, and your own child will be disrespecting you. Your wife is going to disrespect you. So wealth and status does not determine how much respect you will get from people. And the question arises, well, how do I live a life full of respect? What does the Quran tell me? How can I live a life where everyone respects me? So the Quran and the Hadith has promised that there are four types of people who have been promised that they will be respected by other people. And the first one is the one who fears Allah. A person of taqwa, Allah has promised in the Quran that he will be a respectable person. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." That surely the most respectable person in the eyes of Allah is the one who is more fearful of Allah. The more fear of Allah you have, the more respectable you are in the eyes of Allah. So if you have fear of Allah, then you become respectable. And if you don't have fear of Allah, then you lose respect. So sometimes when we hear this disrespectful statements from people that sometimes we don't even expect, why does this happen? A lot of us, we got upset at the person who shows disrespect to us. Why did my wife say this to me? Why did my child say this to me? We get upset. And how dare my employee say this to me? How dare he disrespect me? And we forget that these messages of disrespect are coming to us because we are not fearful of Allah. We are committing sins. So Allah has said that the most respectable person among you is the one who's more fearful of Allah. The one who stays farther away from sins is the one who's respected by Allah. So four types of people have been promised respect and honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is the one who fears Allah. And the second one is the one who remembers Allah, who does the zikr of Allah. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, "Fazkuruni azkurukum," that you remember me and I will remember you. So if somebody has the intention of remembering Allah, then Allah has the intention of remembering that person. And when Allah remembers you, because you are trying to get closer to Allah, this is your intention of remembering Allah, then Allah's intention is to give you respect. So there was a big sheikh, a big scholar in this Indian subcontinent by the name of Shah Abdul Qadir Rai Puri Rahimahullah. And he used to say that even if you remember Allah sitting inside of a room where nobody knows you, that you are doing the zikr of Allah, Allah will create ways where people will have this love of you in their hearts. So this is one of the effects of doing the remembrance of Allah. In a hadith it comes, the Prophet ﷺ said, it's a hadith al-Qudsi, that Allah has mentioned this, that, "O my servant, if you take time out to remember me, then I will help you in your worldly matters." So this is again a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your life will be filled with respect of other people. People will honor you. They will shower respect. They will show love you spend your time in the remembrance of Allah. That is why Allah mentions the people who do a lot of zikr. Allah Ta'ala says they are the intelligent ones. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafil layl wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab." That in the making of the heavens and the earth, and in the turning of the day and the night, there are signs for the intelligent one. He is the one who remembers Allah standing, sitting, and lying on the sides. So the one who's doing a lot of zikr, Allah says he's a very intelligent person. That he's made his life easy, and he's made his akhirat easy. He's a person who will gain a lot of respect in this world, and he's a person who is also going to gain a lot of respect in the akhirah as well. So four types of people have been promised respect and honor. One is the one who fears. The first one is the one who fears Allah. The second one is the one who does a lot of zikr of Allah. And the third one is the one who is humble. So this is again another misconception. We think that if we are humble, then we are being disrespected by other people. So we should show that we are a person. Sometimes we think that if we are arrogant towards others, and if you're always screaming at others, and if you're being upset with others, and we're showing how rich or how powerful we are, then they will show respect towards us. No. It is completely opposite. The Prophet ﷺ has said, "Man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah." The one who humbles himself for Allah, who thinks that, okay, if Allah has given me a lot of knowledge, or if Allah has given me a lot of wealth, I am still a servant of Allah, and the person who has less knowledge or less wealth, he's also a servant of Allah. I am no better than him. When somebody humbles himself like this, then Allah raises him up. Then Allah gives him a lot of respect. So it is completely opposite. To gain respect of Allah, one has to humble himself. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. The servants of the Rahman, the servants of the merciful one, is the one who يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, who walks on the earth with humility. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him up and puts the respect of other people in their hearts. So four types of people have been promised respect and honor. One is the one who fears Allah. And the second one is the one who does the remembrance of Allah, who does the zikr of Allah. And the third one is the one who shows humility. And he thinks of himself as lower than others. And when somebody does this, that I am less pious than the other. I am less on the right path than the others when he thinks of himself like this. And when he shows good character to everyone and thinks of others as closer to Allah, that's when Allah's mercy descends on this person. And the fourth one, whom Allah has promised respect and honor and grace, is the one who does sabr, who shows patience against injustice. We become really impatient as soon as we hear that, or as soon as we feel that somebody is showing injustice towards us, right? Even children of the parents. The child thinks that, okay, my father has given more to my brother or my sister. Immediately the child becomes impatient. Why? Why can you not give me the same things that you have given to my brother? So this injustice, we sometimes cannot calm ourselves down. And the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us something else. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that, okay, if you feel that you have been you know, you have been wronged or somebody has been unjust towards you, you should do sabr. And the Prophet ﷺ promises, the Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith, that the one who has been dealt with injustice, and instead of fighting, and instead of, you know, doing all these wrong things, he just does sabr and puts his case in front of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ says that I swear upon Allah. These are the words of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I swear upon Allah that Allah is going to increase this man's respect. So one way of increasing your respect and honor is to show sabr towards the injustice that has been done towards you. If you keep on fighting with others, if you keep on, you know, entangled with others, then you lose this respect. That is why there was a sheikh. And one of the students of the sheikh once came to the sheikh and said, "Sheikh, you know, this one person, he's always talking bad about you. And that creates a, you know, wrong word of mouth about you. So I am thinking that we should stop this man and we should show some strength." The sheikh said, "Well, there's, you know, there's a fight going on with two others right now. I cannot start a third fight." So now the student said, "Okay, fine. If you cannot start a third fight, we'll stop. We'll not talk about this man, or let him do whatever he's doing." A little while later, or some weeks afterwards, the same student came up to the sheikh and said, "Sheikh, this other person is also talking bad about you. And they're misleading people. And this is creating a very wrong impression of you. So now we should deal with him very firmly. We should talk to him and we should fight with him. Then why is he saying all these things?" The sheikh said, "Well, you see, there's two fights already going on. I cannot start a third one." So the student, he was quiet again. He said, "Okay, fine. If you're already fighting two fights, then maybe it is a better idea not to start a third one." Sometime later, he came again. "Sheikh, this other person is also talking about you, and he's saying these things that don't even make sense. And he's lying. And we should stop him and we should fight with this man." The sheikh again said, "Well, there's two fights already going on. I cannot start a third one." Now this student said, "Sheikh, who are you fighting with and how long? Why are you fighting such long fights with people? Who are these two people?" The sheikh said, "Well, one fight is against the shaitan and the other fight is against my own nafs. It's against my desires. And I'm fighting these two fights. I don't need to fight any other fights." So this was a big lesson for all of us, that fighting people for the injustice they have done, it's better to do sabr. Not all injustices have to be dealt with fights. Sometimes you need to fight. But generally, it is better to be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We have made some people fitna azmaish. We made some people fitna for you, that they will be unjust towards you. They will be people who will break your heart, who will say wrong things. Atasbirun, will you not do sabr? This is what Allah is asking you. So not every time if you feel that somebody has wronged you, doesn't mean that you should just start a battle with that person. The best course is sabr. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah says that Allah loves those who do sabr. So this sabr is also going to gain a lot of respect. It's going to get you respect and honor by Allah. So these are the four people that Allah has promised. That Allah is going to give them a lot of respect and honor. And respect is from Allah. You cannot gain, you cannot buy respect. You cannot force your way into getting respect. Sometimes people ask this question, that I am a person, I have been doing a lot of sins. How can I gain respect in the eyes of Allah and in the eyes of other people? And Allah gives a very solid, very easy solution. That you should do tawbah for your sins. You should repent for your sins. Make niyat that I'm not going to do this again. And this amal is so beloved by Allah that not only Allah bestows honor and respect for such a person who does tawbah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. That Allah loves those who do tawbah to Allah. So there was this woman mentioned in hadith in Bani Israel. And she was a prostitute. And she was a very expensive prostitute. She would charge a lot of money. And only the rich people of Bani Israel could afford her, could afford to spend a night with her. Spending one night with her would cost many, many dinars. And because she was a rich lady now, she had a beautiful home. Every evening she would come outside of her home, in the outside part of the home. And she would be dressed up and people passing by would be able to look at her. And then the richest ones among them would pay her and they would spend night with her. One day outside of her home, there was this one man passing by, one young man. And this young man was obedient servant of Allah, spent all of his life worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many, many years of worship and not doing anything else except for the worship of Allah. And he also passed by and his eye actually looked at this woman because she was sitting outside. The eye caught a glance. And when he looked at her, he fell in love with her. And his desire for this woman was so strong that he could not take this desire out of his heart. He tried that I am a servant of Allah and this is wrong. I should not do this. But he could not take the thought of that woman out from his heart. And he tried for many months. But nothing worked and he gave up. And he said, okay, fine. I will also go and spend a night with her. So he asked around, how much does she charge? And people laughed at him that no, you cannot afford her. She's very expensive. You need to have a lot of wealth to spend one night with this lady. He said, well, how much? And when somebody told him the amount, it summed up to the total wealth that he had. Whatever he had to sell to spend one night with this woman. And so crazy he had become for this woman that he was ready to spend that one night. He sold off everything that belonged, sold off every belonging to get this amount where he could spend one night with her. And he went up to her and gave her the money. And he said, I'm going to spend one night with her, with you. She also felt that this man looks like a very pious person. But she said, fine, okay, you've paid what is the rate. The price, so you can come tomorrow night. Now this pious man who spent all of his life worshiping Allah, who's never committed sins, because of this desire, this love that he had for this, he came to her. And when he came in her house to meet with her, and he sat down next to her, that's when he remembered Allah. And his heart started trembling, his body started trembling out of the fear of Allah. That look at what I am doing. That Allah, who saw me worshiping him for many, many years, that same Allah is going to see him commit such a big sin. So he was already trembling. And he fell on the floor and he died. Allah. And this woman, she thought that this was a pious man. And he never committed the sin. And out of the fear of Allah, he gave his life. So it had a lot of impact on this woman. And she decided that she will also do tawbah. She decided she will never, ever commit this sin again. And she even left that city and she went to another place. And then she started worshiping Allah. And she decided that she's going to marry a pious man. She married a very pious man. So it was a very strong tawbah that she's never, ever going to return to this sin again. And tawbah leads to respect and honor. Allah gave her 7 sons. All of these 7 became saints of Allah. Big scholars, big mashayikh of their time. And the same lady who was so disrespected in the society. People used to call her names. They used to call her prostitute. They used to call her sinful. And they used to call her different names. And now, when she did tawbah and she came on the right track, this same lady was so respectable that people would address her by the name that she is the mother of the saints, the mother of the saints. This was her name in Bani Israel. And each and every person would show enormous amounts of respect. So the one who does tawbah and who makes a deal with Allah that, oh Allah, I'm not going to do this sin again. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also brings honor and respect and grace in his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make us from among those whom Allah bestows respect and honor. And may Allah save us from disgrace. May Allah make us live the way Allah wants us to live. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I will do the translation one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Liyaqta'a tarafam min alladhina kafaru. And Allah helped you so that He may cut off a flank of disbelievers. Aw yakbitahum. Or throw them down in disgrace. Fayanqalibu kha'ibin. So that they may go back frustrated. So we'll stop here. And we'll make dua. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All of you are requested to raise your hands for dua. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala wa lisanan dhakira wa qalban khashi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.